Motorsport 411 presents
all the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411 with Sean Cardavillas.
Welcome to Motorsport 411, your home for all your four and two-wheel action in Africa. Coming up in this episode, we recap the third round of the Africa Rally Championship, the Pearl of Africa Rally in Uganda. We speak to Rio Smith, who finished second overall in the ARC category. And we round up a very successful rallycross event in Machakos, the third event organized by Carl Tundo and Tim Jessup.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
Welcome to the episode. So Yasser Nasser and Ali Katoumba are the leaders of the African Rally Championship after winning the ARC category at the Pearl of Africa Rally in Uganda over the weekend. Nasser's Ford Fiesta R5 did suffer power steering issues, which forced him to retire on Saturday evening. He would, however, restart on Sunday under the Super Rally rule. In the final leg on Sunday, Nasser and Katoumba did reclaim the lead and eventually finished third overall. Kenya's Rio Smith and Riaz Ismail finished second overall in the ARC category, followed by Jas Mangat and Joseph Kamia. So just a confirmation that Yasser Nasser and Ali Katoumba now have 54 points to lead the Africa Rally Championship. It was a very impressive drive by the 20-year-old Rio Smith, giving Yasser Nasser stiff competition throughout the weekend. Afterwards, I spoke to Rio. Rio, thank you so much for speaking to us on Motorsport 411. Congratulations. Second in the ARC category. You must be extremely pleased.
Yeah, we're very proud. First podium, first time in a four-wheel drive and first time in Uganda. So it went extremely well.
You got Riaz as a navigator. How crucial was that for you in terms of his experience?
It was mandatory for us to get that, in order for us to get that result. Me and Riaz in the car, we've bonded very well over the last few rallies. So by now, I really trust the notes, and it keeps our pace quite high. So he's also a good morale booster. You know, if you're having nerves or any of that, he's a good guy to calm you down. There's a lot of positivity. So it was crucial for us to have him in order to get that position.
Rio, the debate has been going around, and it looks like you are the youngest person to have led an ARC event. How did you feel about that?
It was quite intimidating, but it was really good. It's a great feeling to have. No, it's strange. It was a first time kind of thing, so now it's kind of pushed me to want that feeling again.
Yeah, that record, of course, a little bit debatable, but it was difficult on the Sunday for you to keep up with Yasin, who was on fire that day.
Yeah, we did have some issues on Sunday. We slipped off the road a couple of times, and we lost our brakes in the long section. But I mean, that's just because they overheated from how we were driving, which was another learning experience because, you know, it's a new car and we didn't know about this sort of thing. But yeah, Yasin drove an amazing race. It was incredible how they caught up and gained such a lead within a day. So, I mean, all props to him for the driving.
Your first time in a four-wheel drive, you were with the Subaru. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, the Subaru GBV. Yasin has prepared an amazing car. Yeah, I just wanted to thank Moyle Rally Team again for the opportunity. It was a really fast car, a big step up from the two-wheel drive. And it's a strange adjustment to a dog box from a sequential, but we managed to figure it out quite easily.
Tell us about the partnership with Yasin. He's also got a partnership with Karan Patel. But your dad, Don Smith, of course, a former Africa champion, very instrumental in terms of your career so far.
Yes, yeah. He's a bit of my manager, gives me wisdom, organizes the events for me. I mean, it's an altogether thing. And we got lucky enough to get that opportunity to get the car from Yasin and race with Moyle team. So they prepared it like extremely well. And he was on the sidelines also, just making sure that everything's up to scratch, making sure that I keep my head together and kind of giving me strategy into the event.
How was the route? You know, there was a bit of controversy during the week with Karan Patel pulling out. There was a lot of rain during the week leading up to the event. But how was the route during the event?
The route was great in the event. It was quite rough in some places, but that's just rallying in Africa. So, yeah, no, it was a great route. It dried up pretty well, quite slippery still, so it still brought on good challenge. It was narrow as well, but that's a good experience to have for the first time. So, yeah, I think everything came together by the weekend. I mean, the rain was there in Recce, and it was quite muddy in Recce, but it dried up pretty well.
How different was it between the Recce and the rally itself? You, of course, had prepared your notes during the Recce. How different were the conditions during the rally itself?
From testing in that four-wheel drive, we prepared according to the car, not really to the weather. So we basically knew what it can and can't do in that kind of condition, and we just prepared it like that. And once we were on the sections, whether the notes were wrong, that's when we'd correct it. But the majority of it was all perfect.
The experience of driving in Uganda, very different to Kenya. With the fans there, the atmosphere must be something else, huh?
The atmosphere was it was incredible. I mean, the fans there are so passionate. They come out in massive numbers. It was like driving in a stadium for the 2.5 kilometer special stage, and every long stage still had a ton of fans. So it was a whole new experience. It kind of pushes you to go faster, even when you shouldn't. But yeah, it was incredible.
What lessons did you learn from this rally?
It's just everything was a learning curve. I mean, from how to handle that car, how to drive in that kind of terrain. It's like farm racing kind of. So, you know, you have to learn how to take these corners and stay on the road, and kind of just a lot of maturity was learnt in the race or in terms of being strategic with my driving rather than just pushing flat out from the get-go and then being out or having an issue with the car.
Rio, your dad being very careful how you progress in terms of your rally career. What's next for you? I know you'll probably be competing in the Safari Rally, but what's next for you in terms of the Africa Championship and also the Kenya National Rally Championship?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. We're going to take it as it comes. We'll prepare as best as we can for whichever event is next up, but I think it's going to be Tanzania that I do next, not Safari Rally. I don't see myself gaining any benefit from driving in the WRC. At this stage of my career, I don't think that's the great move for me. I'd rather keep going with the ARC and learning from that until I get more comfortable and in a better car to do it.
All right, so about a month to the Safari Rally. Well, just over a month to the Safari Rally. So you won't be competing in the Safari Rally?
No, I'm not going to compete this year. As fun as it was with the two-wheel drive, I don't think that's the best way, especially with the way how things are very expensive to run in the Safari Rally. I don't see it being beneficial to me in a two-wheel drive.
We see your family everywhere you go, particularly your mum. She's there, you know, Sony. There's, of course, your father, Don. Just a quick word. We also see your brother from time to time at events as well. Just a quick word about them.
Yeah. No, their support is it's a must-have for me. If we're going for a race, I don't really want to go without any of them. It's better to go as a full team because it helps with morale. It helps with, like, my dad is with strategy and everything else. So, I mean, all of them play their own part. And without that, I guess we wouldn't be able to drive the same way or to try competing the events properly.
Rio, you got your motorsports career. Just tell us what you do outside of motorsport and also some of your hobbies.
I am in business with my father. I run a lift company as well for elevators, escalators, and some other stuff on the side. And then hobbies, I don't really know. I like to play golf. I don't know about hobbies. I like to spend time with my family mainly, family and friends.
All right, I guess motorsport consumes pretty much most of your time. What do you like about motorsport? How did you get into it?
I've been in motorsport since I was very, very young. We were karting from 5 years old and progressed to autocross, and from there now into rallying. It's a good feel. I don't know. I think the feeling of competing and pushing against other people for something that is mutually wanted between everyone it's a great feeling to have that. And I think also it's just kind of been in the family since I was young, so that's the direction it took.
Rio, your brother, he's more into investment banking, more of a businessman. Do you see him going into motorsport?
I don't know. I can't speak on his behalf, but if he was to go into motorsport, I'm sure he'd do a very good job.
Okay. All right, Rio, congratulations once again to you and Riaz. A fantastic performance at the Pearl of Africa, and the best of luck for your next event in Tanzania.
Thank you so much for the support. Thank you, guys.
That's Rio Smith, who finished second at the Pearl of Africa Rally with Riaz Ismail. We'll be back.
All the 4 and 2-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
So welcome back. Now, Rallycross was held over the weekend at the Machakos People's Park. It is the first event of a first ever championship in 2023. And congratulations to the winners of the team event, Team Soli, of Boldev Chaga, Maxim Wahome, Jeremiah Wahome, and Ian Duncan. In second place was Eric Bengi's and Dovu Cement, featuring Eric Bengi, Caroline Gatimu, Rajvir Tethi, and Charan Tethi. While in third place was Team Duma of Frank Tundo, Flash Tundo, Natasha Tundo, and Joseph Gacheche. In the two-wheel drive, it was Neil Gohill who won that category, followed by Tinashe Gatimu and Jose Sardinia. In the open class, it was Ian Duncan, followed by Ishmael Azeli and Frank Tundo. In the ladies' category, it was Maxine Wahome who finished first, followed by Caroline Gatimu and Natasha Tundo, while Jennifer Mullick failed to finish in the final. The Cubs category was held for the first time, featuring the young drivers, and it was Karen Veer Ruprai who won that category, followed by Billy Tundo and Ian Bengi. Now let's get the reactions of the veteran Frank Tundo and ask him how it felt to be back after missing the last event.
Excellent. Nice to be out again. Nice to see all these young kids having a real go. Amazing. Some new kids on the block which are driving beautifully. So yeah, great. Absolutely great.
You had some great battles with Ian. How did it feel racing with Ian?
Yeah, when I get to his age, it'll be fine. if you add up both our years, the two of us, it's 140 years. So yeah, it's good to be back there, even though I did get thrashed. Yeah, it was good. It's good to have Ian there again.
You had the Ford Fiesta, of course, the Proto, and then Ian had the buggy. In terms of racing each other, how did it feel out there?
Really good. I mean, the same engines. I don't think Ian's car handles it probably as well as the little Proto, but the driver's obviously a bit better than me, but no, I shouldn't admit that to that. But no, it was great. It was great to have a battle with the old boys. I wish we had a bit more crowd. But yeah, it's good to get people out. And you know, it's not as expensive as a rally.
From your point of view, you're still enjoying rallying. We see you taking part in various classic rallies around the world. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, I did New Zealand 3 months ago. Amazing rally. Of course, a lot more people sort of, you know, rallying there, and I'm doing the RAC in November in UK because I love it. You know, it's all classic cars, and it can all be old guys my age, a lot my age, are rallying as well.
Your thoughts about the overall concept of Rallycross?
Overall concept, we can get a lot more of the younger generation in, so they stop looking at these telephones and like computers of theirs and actually do something. There's a lot of interest amongst the young, and there's a lot of talent which needs to be exploited, you know, a lot of talent, and I think rallycross can help so much.
Just finally, we saw young Billy and of course Andrea, your two grandsons, racing today. Looks like they need an upgrade for the buggy to keep up with the other buggies.
So yeah, you'll see them later on in something a bit more powerful. There's a lot of talent that age coming up. I need to find something to get these kids going.
Frank, thank you so much for speaking to us on Motorsport 411.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Thank you.
That's the veteran Frank Tindall. Now, Tim Jessop and Flash Tindall are the founders of Rallycross. This was their third event as organizers. I asked Tim for his thoughts on how the event went.
Obviously, tomorrow we'll think more about it post-events and see what we can improve on. But I think in general, it went well. We stuck to the itinerary. We got through a lot of heats this time, a lot of drivers. And it's just trying to keep the itinerary going over 2 days, which I think we did an okay job. And I think the Entertainment Village side and the VIPs enjoyed the area, and Whitecap, there was a big party last night. So I think in general, it was a positiveness, but also areas to learn and improve on.
Flash, your thoughts on the weekend?
Yeah, I think it went smooth, and we're getting better and better at organizing this, and the team under Tim have done a fantastic job, so thanks to all of them. One thing we really would love are more crowds to come and see this. I can see the fun and excitement that you can get out of a weekend here, but we're still a bit short on spectators, but I'm assuming it'll come. But thanks to all the sponsors and Batika and CFAO and EABL, and there's so many that have seen, I suppose, the positive in setting something like this up. We just got to go back and see how we can get more people here.
You've got a good concept. You know, I've been here now. This is my third one. And one thing I'm noticing, a lot more families coming.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, is getting families. We've got kids areas, you know. Hats off also to Liveye, who are doing the live streaming. Maybe that's stopping people coming because they can watch such a good show online. But it's all good. Yeah.
Tim, you're right there at the forefront in terms of organization. How is it from an organizing point of view?
Hectic. It starts a few months before with obviously Flash does an amazing job getting sponsors on board. And then once the sort of day starts, I sort of take over and run the event, run the weekend. There's a lot that goes on in the background, like any big event like this, people would appreciate. Like Flash said, it's starting to show itself as a family weekend. We've got horse riding, we've got little trains going around for the kids. We've got VIPs loving the area, sponsors are seeing its worth now. But like Flash said, it's just getting more and more people here because it is a fun weekend and a family event.
Flash, probably a year ago, you wouldn't have seen yourself in this position. You're being stretched very thin between the Safari Rally and the Rallycross. How are you coping in terms of your time and time management?
You know, this, as I told Tim on this one, is my time is taken up quite a lot of the time with the WRC. So let me get as much money towards the event as possible and then let him take over on the organization. And it's proven that I'm not needed, so I won't get involved in any more of the organization again. It's fantastic. Look, it's what we dreamed of. It's what we wanted to set up. Lots to learn, but I think we're pretty much there.
From your point of view, a word about your team. You've got a fantastic team in place.
You know, the great thing this time, you know, we've always kind of swapped between teams, mates, between Tash, Dad and myself. But this time, I think it's the first time we've actually driven all together. And it's pretty cool having a grandfather, a sister, myself, a son, a nephew, all of us racing. It just proves that rallying and motorsport sort of in our blood. So I was quite chuffed with that.
Tim, what about your organizing team?
An amazing team, from the helpers to the track team. And we've got track teams who build the track 3 or 4 weeks in advance. We've had to sort out washaways on the track, resurface it. To the guys on the day, to Anna and Leroy, who set up the entertainment village and all the... There's a lot happening just apart from the racing. Then obviously on the racing is we're trying to sort of groom people into how rallycross works worldwide, which is heats, knockouts, semis, and it's coming there. They're getting the concept, and we're starting to see like the two-wheel drive class. It's an affordable class. For 600,000 bob, you can race a car. And you saw with the RX taxi with Jose, it's doable. So we're getting there, but a big team behind us. I mean, we must have 40, 50 people setting up this event.
Flash, a word about the drivers, seeing the likes of Ian Duncan here. You know, that must warm your heart in terms of the interest in Rallycross and then also the Cubs class.
Yeah, it goes a long way with having someone like Ian here. He'll go back and hopefully get all his friends in buggies along. The Cubs class is a great idea, and actually sort of Tim came up with that, so we really want to push that and develop it, because I think now it really becomes a family orientated event. And all the other teams, you know, thanks to the Bengi team and Mindo, they've supported us from the beginning, and it's a shame we didn't have Ron and Hamza and Hassad here. They're great fun having racing, but you know, they're hooked, so hopefully we get more drivers hooked and on board.
Finally, Tim, how big, how many entries you know, can you get in terms of reaching a maximum for this?
Well, you see, we're sort of on the verge of maximum, but it's a team event that everyone thinks is one team, but actually we have four sub teams in there. So we're going to be looking at whether we split the team events, because we're now looking at a supercar class where the likes of Alistair, Flash, Jeff Bell are all looking at bringing a Fiesta version supercar. So we'll be incorporating that. So I think they're going to have a sit down and a luncheon and see where these cars are coming from and get that class going, because it's as you saw the Fiesta, it's a different level, and that's what's also needed here.
We've seen Rallycross, it pretty much is the future. You see it globally. The FIA have their version, then there's of course the American one that's also gone global as well. How big do you see this in Kenya, and would you like to see a global round eventually in the country?
Yeah, you know, the unfortunate thing here is that we don't have the infrastructure, so you've got to design a track around a bit of road. We don't have a circuit, so I would love this to sort of go regional, as in Tanzania, Uganda. Uganda reached out to us and potentially asked us to come and organize around there, but there's a lot more than just an autocross or a rally track that you need to get in. You know, you've got to cut the dust down, and there's a lot more to the road's got to be 12 meters wide, so it's baby steps. We've only done three. So maybe at the end of the year, we can look at incorporating others.
I just asked him about a word about the organizing team. I guess you would have a word, you know, Raju Jagger and all these guys who've done an outstanding job through the weekend.
Yeah, you've got the Rajus and the Annas and the Leroys who are behind the scenes the whole time. And then the rest of the crew that they bring along and to help, you know, the security that... You know, shout out to the county as well, who've helped us out. There's so much, as Tim says, it goes into it that we really appreciate it. Yeah.
Tim, just a quick word.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, is the interest is getting there. I mean, we've even had Andreas Bakkerund, who is a Nitro RX Rallycross winner, in touch with us asking what's happening in August. So who knows? There could be an international person coming out too. So we'll let you know.
All right, our thanks very much, Tim Jessop and Flash Tunder, of course, the founders of Rallycross. Thank you so much for speaking to us on Motorsport 411.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
We'll be back.
Motorsports 411 with Sean Cardavillis.
So that's it for the show this week. Our thanks once again to Rio Smith, Frank Tundo, Tim Jessup and Flash Tundo. Our thanks as always to Big City Studio. I'm Sean Carter-Villis. See you next week.